weekend athlete tops your sports report today.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. It's been a great year for South African hurdler Cornell Fredericks, who won three major titles in July, August, and September. In July, the 24-year-old Fredericks won the gold in the 400-meter hurdles at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. In August, Fredericks won gold again at the African Championships in Marrakesh, Morocco. And in September, also in Marrakesh, Fredericks won more gold at the IAAF Continental Cup competition. The South African athlete discussed his memorable year with our Daybreak Africa sportsman in Johannesburg, Mark Ouma.
South Africa's Cornell Fredericks says winning the 400-meter hurdles gold medal at the British Commonwealth Games spurred him on to the most successful year of his career.
It was a successful year for me. I didn't expect three gold medals in 1 year. My goal this season was just to run consistent 48 seconds and also just to win a medal at the Commonwealth Games. That was my biggest goal for this season. When I got to the Commonwealth Games, I decided that I came all the way to the final, not just to be in the final, but to actually win the final. And I put in everything, and at the end of the day, everything worked out for me.
That must have opened the floodgates for the Africa Championships and later the Continental Cup.
I got so much confidence from that win in Glasgow. After beating the world champion, Jayu Gordon, in the Commonwealth Games, gave me a lot of confidence and also a big boost for the Africa Champs. I never won an African title at senior level, so I wanted to prove myself that I'm one of the best in Africa in 400-meter hurdles. I got the opportunity to also represent Africa at the Continental Championships. That was also a big achievement in my career at the moment. There I got to run against Ave Coulson of Puerto Rico and Michael Tinsley, who is currently the Olympic silver medalist and world silver medalist, and I got to beat them both in a once-off race, and that was also a big highlight in my career so far.
That was South Africa's Cornell Fredericks, the British Commonwealth Games, the Africa champion, and the IAAF Continental Cup 400-meter hurdle gold medalist, the Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa. This time for Africa.
African football fans are looking forward to Wednesday's 2015 Nations Cup draw in Malabo, the capital of Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea, which co-hosted the 2012 Nations Cup with Gabon, stepped in as an emergency replacement for next month's tournament when Morocco backed out because of Ebola fears. During Wednesday's draw, 16 teams will be divided into four groups of four. The 16 qualifiers are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Congo-Brazzaville, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia. Our African football guru, David Legg, says with nine former champions in the field, it's shaping up as a very intriguing and competitive Nations Cup. The tournament kicks off January 17th, and the final will be played February 8th. Elsewhere in African football, Ghana and D.C. United defender Samuel Nkum recently visited our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Samuel was a member of Ghana's World Cup teams at South Africa 2010 and Brazil 2014. After stops in Switzerland, Ukraine, France, and Greece, Samuel just finished his first season with Major League Soccer's DC United club, which is based here in Washington. And Samuel sat down for a chat with me and my longtime sporty colleague, Rokia Hyder, the chief of the VOA's Bangla service. Let's listen in now as I ask Samuel about where he got his start playing football in Ghana.
Yes, I was in Sekendi Takoradi. That's the place I started from. You started your school there and then started playing soccer, or you started rolling the ball before you got into inside the school?
No, I was in school. I was in school. During the school, we have something like inter-college.
Uh-huh.
We used to play like under 12 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scouted by a great coach in Ghana. Now he's the sporting director of Ghana Blasters team now.
Okay, okay.
So whose interest it was, your own or your parents? That you should go into soccer field?
I think it was my parents. Sometimes my mom used to hold my hands, let's go. And she would sit down when I finished training. She was encouraging me, my dad and my
mom.
How
old were you?
I was 12 years at that time. I was 12 years.
Now, at that point, Samuel, who were, I'm sure you were aware of the Black Stars, but who were some of the big names at that time when you were just growing up?
Steven Appiah. Michael Essien, great players. So at that time, if you can remember, Steven Appiah was in Juventus.
Yes, yes.
Michael Essien was in, I think, is it Chelsea? I think Lyon also. So I think it was a great names. Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh. But were you interested over the years? You got attracted towards foreign lands. Mm. And as we know, you were in Switzerland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
I was playing in Kotoko. In Ghana,
okay.
The name of the team was Kotoko.
Okay,
so I think they were a scout from Switzerland. I think they came to watch a couple of games. When they saw me, they were saying good stuff
they
about me.
They selected and they knew what you can do.
They see I have the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we went to under 20 tournament, which is African tournament in Luanda. And after Luanda, we went to Egypt for the World Cup,
mm-hmm.
and we took the World Cup. So after the World Cup, like, they may see, like, okay, then let's...
Never looking back.
Yeah, so I signed a contract, and I started playing Basel, FC Basel, which is in Switzerland.
Great.
You have a strong history with the Black Satellites,
yeah.
also. That's yeah. the younger national team for
yeah.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Did that sort of help your entry into the national team, the Black Stars?
Yeah, of course, yes. I think it was great for me. I remember I was in Kotoko and the coach came and watched me, the senior team of Blasters.
Okay.
The coach came and watched me. When he watched me about, I think, 30 minutes, and at that time the Blaster need to travel, and he said to the management, I want to travel with this young boy. So when he came to the dressing room talking to me, I was like surprised. I said, oh, wow.
Obviously.
I was surprised. And he told me that we are traveling with you tonight. I said, oh. It was amazing. You know, it was, yeah.
How was it, you know, in like as we know, in 2009, you played in under 20
yeah.
soccer. And you helped, I mean, your skill
yeah.
and your goals
yeah.
helped Ghana to defeat Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, Brazil has this big yeah. awe that, mm. oh, Brazil, the World Cup champion, five. Of course, yeah, they didn't do much this time, this year's football in Brazil.
Yeah.
But how did it feel at that time?
I think when we mention, like, when we are talking about soccer and you talk about Brazil, everybody know what they can mm-hmm. do. They have big names as well. And the young team, they played very good as well. I think it was we were focused.
Focused, yeah.
Extra focus, I'm telling you. Like, we were like determination that every we need to take the cup. And we were even down. They gave one of our players a red card, so we were playing 10 against 11.
Wow.
Imagine.
Oh.
So we played about, let's say, 120 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the penalties. And I took the second one.
Okay.
I scored.
And I know you made it.
I scored.
Samuel, let's talk a little bit about Major League Soccer. How were you first approached by either MLS or DC United? How did they reach out to you?
I had a call with the coach, the manager, which was Benny, and he was talking to me. I need to come and help. And, you know, he was talking to me. I said, you know, he has played football before. He know what is good. So he was talking to me as like, he wants to develop me as well. So it sounds good to me. So I came, and he's a great coach. Trust me, he's a very good coach. He knows what he's doing. I think he has played before. That's why everything is going smooth.
Right, right.
So I think he's
And as we know, that America is a country of great opportunities.
Yeah.
And there is opportunity in the field of soccer also.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of course, yes. I think for me, MLS League, like I told you, it's great league. I've been in Europe, I've been in France, I've been in Ukraine, I've been in Basel, I've been in Greece. And MLS League also is great league.
That's Ghanaian defender Samuel Nkum, who plays for Major League Soccer's DC United Club. And Samuel was talking with me and my VOA colleague, Rokia Hyder, at our Voice of America studios here in Washington. In pro basketball news, the Philadelphia 76ers are closing in on a record for futility, a mark I'm sure they don't want to own. Philadelphia lost to the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs Monday night, 109-103. The defeat extended Philadelphia's club-worst losing streak to start the season to 17 games. The 76ers can tie the Nets for the worst start in NBA history. That's 18 consecutive losses if they lose on Wednesday night to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the 76ers could break the record at home in Philadelphia on Friday if they lose again to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kawhi Leonard, the most valuable player in last season's NBA Finals, had a game-high 26 points for San Antonio Monday night. The Spurs played without two of their big stars, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker. Parker has a sore shoulder while they rested Duncan. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that